This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Last name is McKinley, M-C-K-I-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 4-6-1940. Date of evaluation is 5-30-2023. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess cognition. A history of delirium and to evaluate efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is 83 years old male who was admitted to Marywood on 5/26/2023 upon transfer from Corewell, Corewell Health, Royal Oak. Patient chart indicates unspecified severe protein calorie malnutrition, difficulty walking. Here patient has history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and was hospitalized with significant physical and also some cognitive decline. Period. He was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. His chart indicates that CT scan was negative. Period. Patient was seen by neurologists for delirium. Period. He was admitted here on Seroquel 12.5 milligram in the morning, 25 milligram HS. Period. During my evaluation, patient was cooperative. He thought he's at Beaumont Hospital. He thought it's August 2023. He knew Joe Biden as the president. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, but with cues he could repeat 3 out of 3 objects. Yeah, he denied any feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness, but talks about wanting to go home. Period. Hospital record indicates that he was agitated and he thought his wife was a nurse and staff was robbing him. Period. His family had indicated that he has started to exhibit some forgetfulness. And apparently had suffered from significant weight loss. Period. Patient denies any prior history of mental illness or psychiatric hospitalizations. He denied any auditory visual hallucinations. Period. No hostility, agitation, except preoccupation with wanting to go home. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, eyes, non-reported ear, somewhat hard of hearing, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero prior history of suicide attempts, no prior history of aggression, no education, highest grade, 12th grade, current occupation, retired. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, 3. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, and chart, nursing, family. I did speak to patient's son, Andy, on phone. Next paragraph, under review, history and habits and comments, the medical history as reported in HPI and patient's chart, save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure. Blood pressure 162 or 90, pulse 96, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately room, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, not tested, speech, clear, mood, Ethymic effect, constricted thought process, the periods of confusion, associations with the normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbances, non-depoted level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person with a normal place, time, impaired memory, recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes and 3 out of 3 with cues, attention, concentration, impaired, one of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph. And the current medications, MAR reviewed, Seroquel 12.5 milligram AM and 25 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan. Mild cognitive impairment of uncertain etiology, G31.84. Number 2, delirium due to known physiological condition, F05, resolving plans, discontinue AM Seroquel in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications, continue Seroquel 25 milligram HS period. I discussed my recommendations with patients and Andy. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305, end of dictation.